With me here is JJ. JJ came to me yesterday with a bunch of complaints, the number one of which is prostate problem, prostate cancer. He had that removed. And then he had back pain, neck pain, and another most bothersome problem is he gets emotionally irritated and angry all the time. Okay, he had his first treatment yesterday. He's about to receive his second treatment, so we'll see how he feels from the first treatment. JJ, why don't you tell us your story? Why you come to us? How did you find out about us?
Well, really, I don't believe in accidents, so but I saw you were in the paper, and I usually don't pay attention to those.
Yes.
All that because they promised, you know, the sky and everything, and
I promise more than the sky.
But then I looked in the internet and I read more.
Yes.
About you, and I was impressed because you're an MD and you are going against that grain. So I thought it takes character to do that, and also you have you've been done your work and your research, and everything was backed up very well. And so I decided to give you a try.
Well, you have done a lot of research yourself, because I have not met one patient, single patient yet, that know as much as what I try to educate them and readily absorb some of the new information that I tell them. So you are a retired attorney. How did you get interested in this kind of information on mind-body medicine?
Well, as I say, I don't believe anymore, maybe I did before, that there's anything is an accident in my life.
No,
and this is what this happened by, if you quote, accident a long time ago, where I mean, I had this urge or something inside of me that all the things that were happening in my life and all the things that I saw see around wasn't all there was. So I tried all kinds of things like religion and stuff like that. I wasn't convinced. And so I started meeting people who started coming to my life like you did. And with the so-called, you know, an alternative way of thinking, not just the herd, you know, thinking,
yes,
going with the herd. And I don't like going with the herd, so that's why I'm here, I suppose.
Right. Okay, what were your medical problems? The chief, you know, tell us about the prostate cancer.
Yes, well, the most frightening word is cancer, you know, for everybody. So I suppose you can say that would be the chief, as the doctors say, the chief complaint. To me, actually, I didn't think that was the worst. I think to me the worst one with me was my mental attitude, my mental condition, that you know, the anxiety and the anger and depression and stuff like that. I figure that if I have a peace in my mind, I can live with cancer. I can live under a bridge. I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me.
You know, I
know that I have the power.
You said you get angry with even with your friends, from your relatives.
I get angry with my family, especially.
Yeah, and then you let your wife try to say.
I hope my wife doesn't see this, but yeah, especially with my wife, who is an angel. She's very nice, but I get angry with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get angry with that. I get angry with everybody, people on the freeway, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I want to let you know that your anger and your prostate problem are tied together.
Yeah.
So they are not separate. The emotion and physical are the same thing. Is that the anger are more intolerable to you? And the second thing I want to tell you, when did they remove your cancer?
That was in February this year.
February, okay. They removed the symptom. Cancer is a symptom. They have not treated. Mm-hmm. The underlying disease that caused the cancer.
I knew that, but I didn't know I had any alternative.
Yeah, what my treatment.
I didn't know you. I didn't know.
Right.
You know, I had a lot of. I investigated, and I had the alternatives that I had were all, you know, bogus, fake. You know, they wanted thousands and thousands of dollars. They're gonna do this and that for me and give me this and the other and. My intuition said that this is not it.
Right. Okay, so what were your symptoms? How much pain do you have, and what are the pains before my first treatment yesterday?
Oh, before?
Yes.
Well, if something happened. Really, after the surgery, I thought that I don't have a prostate anymore, so I won't have any symptoms there other than the insult, you know, to the body because of the surgery.
Right.
But then I start feeling like the same thing. Like I had the prostate there, and I felt exactly, you know, like it was there.
Like phantom.
Yeah, like they call it phantom. Yeah, and it was there. Even yesterday when I came to you, I would touch up down there to feel it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like they left it there.
Okay, tell me why you feel this way now, because you had 4 hours of lecture from me yesterday.
Yeah.
Why do you still feel the pain? The prostate is gone.
Well, why do I still feel the pain? I don't feel the pain now.
I know, but that's after my treatment. Okay?
After your treatment.
But before my treatment, the prostate was gone, and how come after surgery you still had the pain?
Well, I went back to the authority, you know, to the urologist.
Don't know anything there, just
the I know there's not, but I mean to the authority in quotations. Yeah. He said it was prostatitis. So I said, well, how can it be prostatitis? I don't have a prostate anymore. So he didn't want to talk about it. So he says, well, the only thing I can give you is antibiotics because you probably have an infection, blah, blah. And I didn't have an infection.
The prostate is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me show you the answer, okay? The body of the prostate is gone. The soul of the prostate is not there. The soul of the prostate was messed up, and that's what caused the pain at first, and that's what caused the cancer. Okay, so they did not fix the energy part of it, and that's what I fixed yesterday.
Well, I don't believe in taking pieces out of me, but I felt that I was against the wall. I didn't have any chance.
Yes.
I waited for a year, over a year, before I did it.
With all the symptoms, right? What were the symptoms, anyway?
I wasn't waiting for the symptoms to go away. I was waiting for acceptance from me.
Yes.
And do the meditation and do the things that I did and the energy work that I did and all that.
Did you try any alternative medicine?
Oh, yes.
What kind?
Oh, yes. Well, I tried the herbs, you know, the acupuncture.
How long do you try acupuncture?
Oh, well, months. So
months?
Maybe a year or something like that.
And it did not release a symptom?
Not for that, no. I didn't, no.
How about the anger?
It relieved other things, symptoms.
Anxiety and anger, did it help you?
Well, thanks. Not really, nothing.
You won't be coming to me if you did.
Yeah. No.
So you try mantra, acupuncture, and herbs, and...
Well, I tried a lot of things, massage, and all kinds of different kinds of massage, and... all kinds of therapy, like role thing, and I went to a psychiatrist, and I tried drugs, and I tried to do it myself, you know, but doing the hypnosis, I tried hypnosis.
So nothing worked?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So describe to us before our treatment yesterday, how do you feel?
Before the treatment yesterday, I was really... Can I say, I really was pissed at everything. I just wanted to...
You told my staff that you were irritated.
That's a good word.
My staff warned me. This guy was really, irritable.
To put it lightly, I was irritated, but the truth is I was more than irritated.
Yeah.
I was just angry.
Uh-huh.
And I've been angry, so I've been holding it back because I don't want to get some problems with my relationship.
Yes.
So what I've been doing, I've been writing it down to see if I can get it out of my system, my mind.
And you got in your prostate, aches?
I have pain in my prostate, I have pain in my back, I have aches all over my body, and I was fatigue.
Yes.
I look in the mirror every morning and I hated what I saw, looking old and ugly and everything. My mind was...
But you know something? Yesterday, before I gave you treatment, after I talked to you, I know that you already feel better.
Yeah. Yes.
I convinced you that I can help you before.
Yes. Well, many people have told me that before, but they didn't.
Oh, so yeah, they all, but this time, okay, this time was different. How did you feel after my first treatment?
Well, after, I felt, right away I felt after. I felt the pain went away, the ache went away, and the fatigue, and all that bad feeling, the anger, yeah, I felt calm, yeah, and relaxed.
And
yes,
you still feel good, right?
And I'm not a believer, I told you. Huh? See, just because you tell me that, I'm not a believer of anything.
Right.
And so I just felt better, and I went home, and I was just so light. Yeah.
You're going to feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm going to make it so that you're not going to be able to like parties, but you're not going to get irritated because other people enjoy themselves. You'll be more tolerable.
Well, I tested myself yesterday when I went back on things that would ordinarily would have pissed me off. And I didn't. I was able to say, well, that's the way it is.
After one treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to do a follow-up interview on you because I'm going to really treat the underlying disease that caused prostate cancer.
Yes.
Okay. One of it is calcium deficiency. Another one is the anger.
Yes.
The anger channel goes right into the testes and prostate, the liver channel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The liver has to do with anger. So all the other emotions that you want to tell me.
I was blaming my wife for it. You know, I blame my wife. She said she caused my cancer.
No.
The stress. That's what I did. I had a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, not nobody to blame except yourself.
Yeah,
everybody bringing their own problem.
Yeah, I know that. But but when you get angry, you know, you have
except
to blame
you
somebody.
You blame somebody.
Yeah.
When you get angry, you become irrational.
Yeah, irrational. That's
when,
right.
When you are blocked from your mind, you're not really yourself. That's really
No, because I am. I'm not, normally I'm a very nice person.
Yeah, I tell you, you are very intelligent. You're attorney, and but what impresses me is that I have not met a patient that know as much as you on mind body stuff and how fast you absorb.
I have a lot of self education. I was always reading things forever.
See.
So
where do you get your law training? Where do you get your undergrad? Undergrad, what school? Oh, you're from Puerto Rico, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And you practiced
the University of Puerto Rico.
Law, how long did you practice law?
With 20 years. Over
20 years.
Over
yeah.
20 years.
Okay, listen, let's do another interview on you in a month. And in fact, I want you to call one patient
but
because he's having some trouble with the prostate even after my treatment. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you that what I learned, the most things that I've learned is not because I'm an attorney. You know, that was just, you know, so I could support
survive.
My family and survive, but I really...
You say you hated it.
I hated it too, yeah.
So, working with it, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That's too much stress.
Yeah,
Your profession is too much stress.
Yeah, too much, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the interview, and we'll talk to you, follow up on you in a month, and I can tell you that your symptom is not going to come back. It's just simple.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.